Last week, a New York official was grilled by senators about his role in overseeing the failed insurer, AIG.
I'm proud of how the regulators maintain themselves.
Eric DiNallo is the state superintendent of insurance. He told the senators his agency kept a close eye on AIG's regular insurance division, and that what really did AIG in was an unregulated product called credit default swaps. WNYC's Ilya Maritz spoke by phone with DiNallo and asked him about the way forward.
You said what sank AIG was a financial product called credit default swaps, which look like insurance, but technically they're not insurance. So even though you're the superintendent of insurance of the state of New York, you had absolutely no oversight. Now, I know New York officials are talking up the idea of establishing a regulated exchange for credit default swaps here in New York. Who should have oversight? Should it be the state? Should it be the federal government?
I think that ultimately the solution is probably best at a federal level because you have various kinds of credit default swaps. You have the ones where you bought it as insurance against a specific exposure in case a company loses its credit. But there's also what we call naked credit default swaps, where people essentially bought them as a way to short on the creditworthiness of a company. And the right solution is, as you say, some kind of clearing function, maybe an exchange where there is regulated transparency. That's the problem. We have absolutely no idea who has the credit default swaps out there, who is exposed to them. If AIG were to file for bankruptcy, I can't tell you how much credit default swaps are pointed at AIG. In other words, how many people will have to pay off on their credit default swap commitments if AIG files for bankruptcy. That's just an unacceptable situation, I think, but it's the outgrowth of making them unregulated.
Are you confident that other insurance companies that you oversee don't have a robust credit default swap business that could all of a sudden go bust?
I feel pretty confident about that. There are at least one instance where there are some financial products divisions out there, but I don't think there's anything like AIG.
What's the overall health of the insurance businesses that you oversee here in New York State? Do you expect a lot of them to go belly up in 2009?
Well, on the property and casualty side, I think the insurance industry is very healthy. And that's because they hold a lot of very short-dated bonds where they understand that there could be an event at any time. It could be a storm, a terrorism attack, and they need to have a lot of liquidity on hand right now that they can sell at its current value to pay for those events. The life insurance industry is more stressed. They held much longer-dated bonds to get additional yield because their liabilities were very long-dated. But now, of course, everyone's assets are under fire, and these longer-term bonds are even starting to endure some degradation in value and impairments. Whether there's going to be anyone going belly up, as you say, I can't really predict that. I do know that our job is to worry about the solvency of these companies. There's adequate capital for the owners of the policies, and on that, I continue to feel pretty optimistic.
Eric DiNallo, thank you for talking with WNYC.
Thanks a lot.
Eric DiNallo is New York's superintendent of insurance. He spoke with WNYC's Ilya Maritz.